On the 12th, Max and Lou show. Max gave nothing to me.
Nothing?
You gave nothing to me.
Where do we go? What, do I have to say 11-something now?
No, but this is the 12th episode, correct?
Yeah, on the 12th day, I understand now.
Max and Lou here, episode 12.
I'm Max.
And I'm Lou.
Today, you guys are in for a treat. This is the wild card episode, and we'll let you guys just figure that one out.
So what you guys have to do is email us what you want us to talk about, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting to that point. We need those viewer-submitted questions / topics.
Well, I was making like a joke as if like we were live, you know, like people could just be like typing to us and telling us what to say.
Yeah, we could just pretend.
Like they could say, like, Louie, give Max a wet willy.
Oh, boy.
And I would give you a wet willy.
But they'd never know because we don't have video.
Yeah.
And you go...
Just make sound effects. Yeah, like,
and I go, oh, no. And then it just, at that point, that wouldn't sound great at all. So, the only thing that I really have on my mind to talk about... We never brought up this new Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Are you stealing my material?
Is that really what you have?
That's on my material list.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't know that. Well...
I don't think we saw the trailer since our last episode.
No. You've seen it, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait. We watched the trailer on Tuesday. Before the movie. That was the day that we found out about the trailer.
Yeah, I was at work, yeah. But, what I actually have to say about it isn't the trailer, so we can do your thing first, which is probably just...
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we'll get to it, but it's about the Sonic movie, so...
So is that where we're starting, is with Sonic?
I guess. We're already here. We're 30 seconds deep.
Are you talking about how they decided to change the way Sonic looks based off of people's reactions on the internet?
Yes. That was what I was very surprised about and figured would be a nice little tidbit for anyone who's watched the trailer and was like, this looks like trash. Well, yeah, the creator or whatever, the director, tweeted that they will be changing how he looks. I don't know to what extent. Some people are now thinking this was a big marketing scheme and that they made him look like shit on purpose, only for the trailers, but they actually have him looking great. And that this was just a way to have, you know, PR. Like even though it was bad PR, bad PR is still PR. So they just wanted people to talk about it.
That sounds too conspiracy-like to me. But does that mean that it's going to take longer for the movie to come out now?
I don't think so.
They got to redo it, the whole movie.
Yeah. Well, the real question is how much they had done. Because the movie's not coming out for like another 8 months. And obviously all the filming is done, so I bet really what's left is the CGI. So maybe, it's a good chance that they only did enough for the trailer, and they didn't really do anything else. I also don't know what it means to have to change him, how much work that is. Because it really could be like a kind of simple copy-paste thing, or maybe it's like frame for frame. I don't know the details of it, but... I hope to God they do make him look better.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't upset with the way he looks, but he could look better.
That was the only thing I didn't like. I think that was, like, when we all talked about it, I said, like, I am completely down with Jim Carrey jumping in.
Why isn't Tails in the movie?
And they have to have a reason for a sequel, I guess. Well, from what I can tell, this movie is about Sonic in our world. And, like, that last scene where you see Jim Carrey with the big-ass mustache and he looks like Eggman. I forgot. What was it? Dr.
Robotnik.
Yeah. When you see him, if you look in the background, it's, like, mushroom trees and stuff. And I'm like, okay, so my guess is that the entire movie is about him being in our world and we're trying to catch him, blah, blah, blah. And by the end of the movie, we get him back to his world. And Dr. Robotnik is just crazy, so he follows him and wants to catch him in his world. and that's how the second movie's gonna start. Second one's gonna be, you know, Sonic and Tails, and the third one's gonna be Sonic and Knuckles.
It's possible.
But, yeah, I guess they also needed to, like, it's a lot of CGI. Well, you know what, it's not. What am I saying? It's only him. Like, I feel like the Pokemon movie has it worse.
There's probably special effects scenes in the movie that require CGI besides him.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if they give Robotnik his big-ass, I don't even know, his machine that he rides around in. But, yeah, it looks decent, I guess. It still has another 8 months to come out, so they got time.
Yo, it better be dope. They better not let me down with my man Sonic.
Yeah, they just made him look a little weird because he had fingers and, like...
Well, he has fingers.
Well, he has big white gloves. So, we've never seen his hands, and they just make him look weird.
Did they give him hands?
Yeah, he looks like an opossum.
I don't really, like, I didn't pay much attention to it. I really look at a picture for long.
Yeah, the things that were very off-putting, I mean, the way his body looks is strange, too, but, like, he has hands. Like, he has furry arms and then skin hands.
No.
Yeah. Look at the pictures. They look super weird.
Like that?
No, not like a Halloween costume.
No, he's got white furry hands.
Let me see.
But I guess I get what you're saying, you know? Cuz like they look like fingers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's never had fingers showing. And like he has like these tiny little teeth. And, like, it looks so creepy to me.
Yeah, this is, like, look at that. That's what they want him to look like.
Oh, alright.
That's just, like, what fans want him to look like,
yeah,
you know?
Like, making the eyes attached. And, I don't know. I guess the color. People are mad about the color. Whatever. It's a little bit dark blue. Whatever.
Yeah, he does look strange, honestly. But it's like, whatever, dude, because it's a remake, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if they're complaining about that, like, a crazy amount, they should be complaining about how some of these Pokemon look in this Detective Pikachu movie. Cause
exactly.
They look gross. Like, the only cute-looking Pokemon is Pikachu. Everything else is, like, disgusting. In a good way, though. I think Jigglypuff looks creepy, but in a good way.
I don't know what this is, but it's, like, a similar looking... I don't know.
Well, that's how he should... Like, the one on the left is how he looks in the movie. The one on the right, if he looked like that, that would be goddamn perfect.
Yeah.
With the big gloves, the big shoes, the eyes attached.
He should look like that.
Yeah, 100%. And, hopefully he will. Maybe not exactly like that. Like, I will understand if they don't give him the gloves... I'd like if they did. It looks really good when he has, like, the correct shoes and the gloves on it. Like, it looks like the character.
This would look really cool. It looks good there.
Yeah, and see, and that doesn't even look like our Sonic, and they make it look good. Yeah, like, I don't even know. He just, like, he looks like he's wearing, like a suit. Or something. It's so strange.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you could see what they were going for there, trying to make him look like some sort of, like, a humanoid type thing that could possibly exist. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, he literally looks part human, part fake hedgehog. He doesn't even look like a fucking hedgehog, dude.
That's the whole thing. It's like, I feel like
he looks like an alien.
Yeah. But, I'm down for Jim Carrey coming back. It's been a while since I've seen him.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was in the movie, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember them saying it, but that information dropped. Because, you know, they were talking about this movie for probably like 2 years or so. And I remember probably about a year ago, they announced that Jim Carrey was going to play Robotnik. And I'm like, well, that's pretty awesome. And I never really thought about it, that he still has... That's going to be his first movie since probably Dumb and Dumber 2. I can't even think what else he's been in. So, that's an exciting reemergence of the Carrie. So, what do you have on your list?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Was that it?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I've got more things. What'd you do today?
Stall. What did I do today? I played a little bit of Watch Dogs 2. Tried that shit out. It's pretty cool. The main guy, he's like a hacker black guy, and his name's Marcus. So it's very customizable with the clothes, so I just made him Marcus. What else did I do? I mean, I hung out with Samson. We went shopping. And, you know what I watched last night? Watched, not the new Transformers, meaning Bumblebee, but the other one with Mark Wahlberg called The Last Knight.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think so.
Where, like, he has a sword.
There's two of Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I only saw the first one.
It's not great, but,
he's the last knight.
Literally, the way that they start the movie is Lancelot waiting there. He's like, wait for Merlin, he will be here. It's like, no, your wizard's fake, all this. And then they just show Merlin riding along, and he's like a drunk, and he's like, whew, just a few more swigs. And he's not even riding to the battle. He's riding to a big alien ship. And when he gets there, he's like, I'll admit it, I'm fake. I don't have magic, but you are our last resort. The world will be ending now. I'm sorry you lost your world, but don't let us lose ours. Blah, blah, blah. And then I guess they were like these knights council of Transformers, and they all merged into one to make this like three-headed dragon Transformer. And they win the battle. And I guess like that's why Merlin is considered a wizard, is because he had a staff that could control that thing. And the whole movie is about, apparently, like, they're pretty, it's so weird that they keep saying this, but they're like, have you been wondering why the Transformers have been coming to Earth all this time? As if they haven't been trying to tell you that every single movie. They're like, it's because of this staff. They're like, they're all after this staff, and it's on Earth, and the staff controls their planet, and their planet's dead because our planet was saved. Blah, blah, blah. And, like, what it came down to was saying that the last descendant of Merlin, which was just this hot-ass English bitch, she needed to get the staff. And there was one more knight of the council who had to be chosen. And of course, it was Mark Wahlberg. And that's what the movie is.
What a coincidence, being that he already had experience working with the Transformers.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty dope, though. That sounds cool.
I mean, like, the way that he was picked was because he, like, went, he would, like, try to help them out. Every time there would be one that would crash, he would try to help the Transformers that would crash. And like, he was the pretty much the one that he went to was like dead. Like, it was like spurting out this green liquid as if it was blood. And it was like, you are chosen, and gives him a medallion. And like, the medallion is like technically a Transformer, and it would like attach to him and like move on his body and stuff. And at the end of the movie, it like transforms into a big sword for him. But, like, the whole thing was saying that he was chosen because of, like, the five things that the knights needed, which was, like, I don't know, pride, being noble, honor, respect. Like, it had to be someone who had all these things. And when the guy told him that, he was like, yeah, I have all those things. Yeah, that's me. Like, it's like, okay, I guess he's the new knight. And, yeah, the movie was pretty garbage, but it looked good, you know? All the Transformers movies look good. But I heard Bumblebee was good, so that's why I watched it. I figured I need to keep going. But I got to listen to Dylan O'Brien do his voice as Bumblebee, because at the end of the movie, you hear Bumblebee's voice.
When does Bumblebee come out?
It's out.
No.
Yeah, it's on, I mean, it's probably on DVD.
Why didn't we see that? Why are we missing all these good movies?
It's a good question. I don't know when it came out.
What?
I'm trying to think when that came out. I think that came out right around the time, like, Venom was out. Yeah, we missed, because of Venom and, like, Free Solo, we missed, like, this movie, we missed Robin Hood, like, there were so many things. I think Tomb Raider 2 was,
Bumblebee didn't come out that long ago.
You think that was more recent?
Yeah.
I don't think so. You look it up, I can't. I'm on a airplane. But, Oh, you know what's a movie that I saw that you should totally check out. It's not a, not like an amazing movie, but I think you'd dig it. Have you heard of the movie called Tag?
I don't think so.
It's a true story. Well, it's based on a true story about these five friends who have the longest game of tag in history.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it's a solid movie. It's pretty dope. And, like, when I'm watching them, I just see us. I just, like, see, like, we should have done this. We should have just never stopped fucking playing tag. Because, like, I don't know, and all of their personalities are different. Like, the one is, like a crazy business owner, and you would think that he was way, like, I don't know, when you would see him, in your mind, you would say, okay, this guy is fed up of playing the game. And he's, like, in this business meeting, and the guy, like, comes in as a janitor, and he's like, ha, and he was like, no, how'd you get in here? And he grabs a chair and throws it at the window to, like, escape, like... That's the shit that we need to be doing, just to be on our toes. I think it was one month, pretty much May of every year, is a nonstop game of tag. What'd you find?
It came out on December 3rd, 2018.
December 3rd? Yeah, it's still like around the same time. We saw Venom like late November.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was the last week of November we saw Venom. What was even happening in December? Why couldn't... Oh, well, I was working a lot.
So today, I did yoga.
Did you do a different kind of yoga?
I did do a different kind of yoga.
See, now, explain what that... What is it called?
Do you know?
I saw it in the group chat.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Goat yoga.
Goat yoga. You do yoga with goats.
Yeah. You just kind of... Do your thing with all the goats run around and jump on you and lick you. And
yeah, you're just doing like a pose nibble. And right in front of you is just a goat eating some grass.
Yeah, dude, it's great. It was a really good experience.
What is goat yoga? Is that actually what it is?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You didn't believe me?
No, I really don't. I feel like you were just going along with my joke.
You never heard of goat yoga?
Why is this a thing?
I don't fucking know, dude. The women love it.
You're kidding me. This is completely real?
Yeah, I'm showing Max a video right now of my lovely number 4.
Man, he's just eating your mat. This is not a thing. Why?
She's nibbling away at the mat. Little baby goat.
Yeah, this does not seem practical.
That's goat yoga.
That's not practical. Like, you can't do yoga. That thing pulled your mat away. How much did it cost?
$12. Not bad to go hang out with goats for like an hour, you know?
I guess I can't
do some
even,
yoga.
I really can't believe got, this is
actually,
real.
We actually got more yoga done than people normally do.
You're in a barn!
Yeah. We were in a barn in pens on yoga mats with goats running around us with all this bedding on the ground and their shit and piss.
You know,
it's an interesting experience. But the goats are freaking cute, dude. They're cool. I want a goat.
The person They're who fun. Came up with this was like, you know what? I have a lot of goats. How do I bring people here? You know what? Let's exercise in front of them and charge them extra for it.
Now there's like people doing this all over the place with like different kinds of animals too.
Oh my God.
The yoga instructor was talking about how she's trying to set up a class at this one... Like, horse stable?
That's terrible. That's like, the worst idea. The goat already is like, they're babies.
Yeah.
So I get it. Because if they were any older, they'd be headbutting you, and you can't do shit.
They were headbutting, actually, a little bit, but they cut their horns off. But she was saying, like, the horses, for, like, that class, the only thing that, like, they could probably do is just, like, kind of, like, go up on the ridge at the farm while the sun is setting. And tie up the horses, like, behind them while they do yoga as the sun sets with, like, horses next to them. It's pretty, you know? They see what they're going for there.
No,
but
I get
you
it
can't really be as involved with a horse as you can a goat.
Because the whole thing with yoga is that it's a meditation type of relaxation exercise, even if it's intense.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it makes sense that you can have a real scenery of horses along the horizon.
Well, that's why, like, dude, even just sitting with the goats, dude, it's like a humbling experience. Just being in there, sitting with the goats, looking at these cute little animals, dude. They don't fucking know what's going on. They're just doing their thing. And you're in there doing yoga.
I can't believe that you aren't fucking with me right now. Because, like, if you wouldn't have showed me those pictures, the videos, I wouldn't have believed you. Goat yoga, guys. Check it out.
Yeah, it says right here on Google that the Michigan origins of goat yoga. The concept was started by Muskegon native Laney Morse, 45 years old, who lives in Albany, or... on a farm with 10 goats.
And when? When was this?
Concept was started with her 10 goats. Goats and kids. Goats and kids. So I guess that's baby goats. Walk and rest on the floor during a goat yoke. That's just the description of the picture. I hosted something last year called Goat Happy Hours. Basically, people coming over who were stressed or sick.
I mean, obviously, it is a growing fad if that was in Oregon and it found
its way. Michigan.
Oh, it's Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
It's not too far.
So, it's not really saying a year or anything, but it's saying that at one point, this lady had 1,200 people on a waiting list for her goat yoga classes. 1,200 people, dude.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really got much here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect there to be much. I feel like I'm so surprised that that's the one. Why goats? Why not, like, kittens or puppies or something?
Well, there is dog yoga, too.
Okay, I mean, I believe that. I'm not going to question that one.
Yeah, I'm thinking this goat yoga thing is only a couple years old.
Oh, my God. Yeah, next thing, we're going to be rock climbing with billy goats. Like,
yeah, right.
They're going to be climbing up the walls with us. We're monkeys. Oh, Jesus. Well, that took me for a turn.
I can't believe you thought I was joking.
Well, I can't believe that you thought...
You thought goat yoga stood for something or something?
Yeah, like, because goat stands for greatest of all time. So I thought that it had to do with, like, an intense workout or something.
The greatest of all time yoga.
Yeah.
Nope, it's goat yoga.
Yeah, just actual fucking goats. All right. Oh my God.
You can't get over this shit, can you?
I'm trying to think of how to segue into something else because I just have goat yoga on my mind.
Dude, you gotta try it, man.
I don't think I
honestly,
do.
Honestly, like you've been around goats before.
And I've been around yoga
and
before.
And you've been around yoga before. You mix the two and it's like
I understand, because, like, just chilling around goats is fun. So, I understand. Like, what was his name? I always forget his name. With the goats. Named after Family Guy.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, every time, dude, the whole class, I'm sitting there, I wanted to call one of these goats Quagmire, man.
And Meg, like... Yeah, we know someone who has a goat farm, and he raises them to slaughter them. But, I don't know, apparently he doesn't get attached to them, so he gives them names, and, he said that he milks the females, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, at least
I think something. he milks the females, and then I think the males are all used to go to, like, the Greek slaughterhouse. Remember he was saying all, like, the Greek restaurants out in Roanoke, they like to get all their meat from all the people out in the hills.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this goat farm that I was at was for, honestly. She said that every single one of the goats there, besides one of them, was a girl. There's only one boy there, and there was like 20 goats, if not like 24 goats.
Jesus.
And you could tell which one was the boy, because he was trying to get some, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, I mean, even if that was like a farm, I don't know how the different categories of goat breeding categorize, you know what I mean?
Because
there's the people like that who will just farm the animals for the meat, And then there's people that will farm the animals for the dairy. And then there's people that could honestly just breed the goats to sell to other farmers to do stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know what these people were doing, but they had way too many freaking female goats. I feel like most of those females had to be getting given away at some point. There had to be parents around too.
They were all very young, it seems.
They were 3 months old.
Okay, so they couldn't even be milked yet. But I feel like that's probably, you know, it was something to use a use for them before they were old enough to milk. Was they're like, yeah, we're just gonna shove them in a room with a bunch of people who really like working out.
But I think like most of those goats are probably like gonna be sold to other farms, not like slaughtered. You know what I mean?
I'd hope so. Yeah, like it was really sad when Angie told us. Like he's like, yeah, they're all gonna die. Yeah, we're killing all of them. It's like, oh, you gave them all names and you hang out with them and you love them. Like you play with them.
Right, like 20 years from now. Remember Quagmire? he's going to have like a freaking list of like hundreds of goat names.
I can't even imagine that. Yeah, he's just like having dinner one day and we're like, it's like, what is this? And he's like, Quagmire. It's like, oh no. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I really don't think I could. Like with the slaughterhouse, like we have friends that used to? Do we know anyone who still works there? The pig slaughterhouse?
Peter still works there.
Does he?
I think so.
Yeah, so we've had many friends who have worked in a pig slaughterhouse. And I don't think I could do it.
I don't want to do it. I can do anything.
Alright, that's the best way to put it. If I had to, yeah, I can. Survival. I need money or whatever if it was at a time when that had to happen. But like, I don't think I could stay sane. Like, after one time, it would scar me. But if you'd start doing that day after day, week after week, month after month, at that point, you're just fucking yourself up mentally, I feel like. I would feel so dead inside. So, like, I give respect to anyone who can do that. Unless they just have no soul. If every time they're like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of like tricky subject there, because some people care a lot and some people don't care a lot.
Oh yeah,
and some people see the cruelty in the world and some people don't see the cruelty in the world.
Yeah, there are some people who just hearing that even happens, you could not even be friends. You cannot have a conversation with someone who works there, you know.
And sometimes like an experience like that is what it takes to make somebody see how cruel the world is, you know?
That's fair. That's usually how it starts.
Because, like, somebody could go in a place like that and kind of just be ignorant, you know? And then, yeah, they could have what it takes to kill things. You know, anyone has what it takes to kill things. But then after spending some time there, you know, and seeing what actually happens in a place like that.
Yeah, it's how they're killed and things like that.
You would think it would open someone's eyes to be like, wow, this is fucked up.
Yeah. Like, I do think that I could hunt without being like super, I don't know, like hating myself afterwards, but I guess it depends on what as well. Like I can shoot like a squirrel or a chipmunk and not feel too much remorse unless they don't die right away, in which case I can't sleep that night.
if you killed a deer or anything, you know, and that was your food source,
yeah,
for the next 4 months, you wouldn't feel bad.
No, but if you kill it for sport and then you go home and you just, I don't even know what people who don't eat them, what do you do with them? There's no way that when people are hunting deer, they're always doing it to make food.
They usually give the meat away. I guess it depends on what you do, because some people do it themselves, you know, like Alec, they hunt their deer, they bring it to their shop and they'll skin it and they'll butcher it and they'll separate all the meat the way it's supposed to be done. They do it themselves. But some other guys, especially guys who are older and not all about that anymore, they'll hunt something and then they'll drive right over to their butcher with it, and they'll give it to their butcher, you know, and then their butcher deals with it. And if they don't want the meat, they just say, here, keep.
So they still get money for it.
I don't think they get money for it.
Really? I would think they would if they're.
I don't know, but.
Because, yeah, the one guy I know, Eli, he would go out and hunt, and he would do it. He didn't even like hunting. He did it so he could make his own jerky. He had, like, a whole I don't even know what you would call, I forgot what he called it, but it's like a place where you hang the meat. It's like a whole room, and yeah. It has to be a certain temperature, and the way that it dries, and the way that it's sliced. Like, yeah. he is into the meat-making process, so he would go with his friends hunting who like to hunt, and then they would take it to his place to
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird to think, like, that's the part, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. It's a... Like, that... Hunting animals and slaughtering animals are very different.
Well, yeah, slaughtering is where it gets really wrong.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. That's the thing.
It's mass scale.
We're smart. We're not stupid. We could farm enough food to feed everybody. We don't have to abuse life, you know? But
it really blows my mind that there are enough, and I understand any animal, but there are enough pigs that every single day they can kill hundreds at that slaughterhouse, and that's next day same thing. There's never like,
they don't kill every day there.
They don't?
No, they kill like once a week.
Oh, okay, well that makes me feel a little bit better.
But if you think about it, every day there's fucking thousands of hundreds of fucking millions of slaughterhouses everywhere.
That's
there's
fair.
definitely hundreds of pigs being slaughtered every day. But you'd be surprised how many people actually don't. They don't just shoot. That's the best way I could put it. Like, there was an old hunter that I worked with recently, and he didn't shoot a damn thing this past hunting season. And it's because he's a good person and he's a good hunter.
So bow and arrow?
Yeah, he is a bow hunter.
Nice.
But it's not that he purposely didn't shoot anything. He would go up into his tree stand every day after work. You know, he took a couple days off for hunting season. And when I straight up asked him if he caught anything this year, he just said no. You know, he saw a few things that he could have shot, but he let him go because he's smart. And that's what a smart hunter will do, you know?
What was his reasoning behind it? Like, it wasn't the correct build?
Well, I think,
you know?
Yeah, I think it might have been a buck. He could have easily shot a doe. But you want a buck, you know, when you're hunting for fun, I guess, because these guys are like not trophy hunters, but trophy hunters, you know, they're looking for something big that they could hang the head on the wall, you know, and if it's not worthy for them to hang the head on the wall, they're not going to shoot it.
The only type.
So if they see like a baby buck in the woods, they're going to let that buck go so he can keep breeding.
So
he can grow to be a bigger trophy.
Yeah, that's like a respectful hunter who's not like, I'm here for the sport of killing everything in sight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there's guys that are like that. They will go out and they will sit out in their tree stand all season long, and sometimes they just don't shoot anything because they don't feel it's necessary.
That's nice.
They're still doing it for the sport, but they still have somewhat of a conscience, you know?
Yeah. So I think I lied. I don't think I could do that.
Hunt something?
Yeah, maybe as an experience, but I don't think I could do that as a hobby.
No, definitely not as a hobby. I wouldn't just be like, yeah, let's go hunting.
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly.
Like I would make it like a once a year ritualistic thing. You know, like, yeah. I would go out and hunt with friends once a year so that way I could have my own meat for the winter, just to say that, you know, it's extra. You know, I didn't have to really pay any money for it. And two, it was like a self-sustainable experience, you know, like,
yeah.
I went out and I caught the shit myself, you know. I didn't really have to work for it. I had to survive for it.
The only type of, I don't know if you can classify it as hunting, but the only type of hunting which I think I wouldn't really have too big of a problem at all is fishing. I think we've done it like for fun at Fish and Pay Lake, but we've never went fishing. But that, I think that'd be fun. I think I could do that. And like, it's, I see how that can be a sport.
Yeah.
I see how that also is good because it feeds you. Like, there's a lot of that that I can do, but I don't know why, but it feels a little bit less inhumane to fish.
You mean more humane?
Well,
you say less inhumane?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's a double negative. It feels, but that's such a weird thing to say. It feels humane to fish. Like, I guess it's just because they're not mammals, I guess. I don't know. It's just like it's so, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not cool with killing animals, but if it's like going to my stomach, dude, then I'm sorry, you know? Like, we live in a dog-eat-dog world. It's about survival of the fittest and the smartest.
Yeah, it's true. Like, if anyone listening is like, oh, I could never do that and all of that, well, you also do eat it every day. Unless you don't, then good for you. But if you do eat it every day but you couldn't hunt, that's like, you're just a weird middleman, truthfully. When if I think about it that way, if I'm okay with eating, I don't know, chicken every day.
The way I look at it is, if you have to pay to eat the way you eat, and you can't obtain that kind of food for yourself. All right, let me rephrase that. If you can't obtain the kind of food you eat for yourself, then you shouldn't be allowed to pay to eat that food.
I hear you.
Because most people just mindlessly eat the meat that is massively slaughtered. And
you don't mean, like, if you don't have the skill to. You mean if, like, you couldn't, like, emotionally or, like, just mentally get through the process of killing the animal and going through the process of skinning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about both of it, because that would be skill at that point, too, you know? Okay. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can't physically and emotionally go out and kill something for its beef or its meat, then you shouldn't be eating meat.
Well, shit, then I shouldn't be eating meat, I guess, because I don't want to go hunting. Well, you're saying if you
I don't know if I'm right to say that. I don't know if I'm right to say that, though, because who knows? Maybe there's, like, somebody out there in, like, some tribe or some shit who, like, can't kill things. They don't like to kill things, but they know they have to eat, so they eat the cooked meat. I don't fucking know, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's I think a lot of Native Americans do that, don't they? Like, they bless it, and like they say like these prayers after they kill it, because like
that's if they're slaughtering something.
Okay,
I think that's like a sacrifice. I don't know if that's something that they eat.
Oh Jesus. Okay,
but I think. Jewish people bless their animals.
Yes, they do. Kosher. Yes.
But I think what I mean to say is, like, if you want to eat meat, I don't know. It's about what you were saying before about like people who don't eat meat, like. All right, so I just don't know how to word this.
Well, if you
want to eat meat, you should be able to obtain that meat for yourself. If you want to eat vegetables, you should be able to obtain those vegetables for yourself.
Yeah, okay, because that's what I was going to compare it to. I was straight up going to say farming. I was going to be like, in the same sentence, like, if you want to be able to, like, eat corn and rice, but you are telling yourself you would never be willing to have a garden or to be a farmer, then it's like, yeah. Well, then how can you say
that? Well, that's why, like, I don't know. I'm trying to come back to my point before that I was trying to make about how, like, you basically shouldn't be allowed to buy your diet, you know? Because people are all like, oh, like, you know, I'm vegetarian, I'm vegan, or whatever, you know, I'm pescatarian. But it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, that's all you eat, but you should still be able to get that into your diet for yourself. I don't know, like a hunter, you know, like a hunter is somebody who eats meat, so they're gonna go out and they're gonna get the meat from where it comes from. So somebody who's a vegetarian, they're gonna eat nothing but vegetables. They should know how to go and get the vegetables. You know what I'm saying? So like, if it was like a survival scenario, like you were saying before, like the people,
hunter-gatherer,
the people who are super squeamish about the meat and all that stuff, and saying that they would never be able to kill an animal. I'm trying to put like everyone here into a survival scenario. Say you're stranded on an island. If you're a hunter, then there you go. You know, you know right away what you got to do, how to catch yourself something to keep your belly full. But if you're a vegetarian, then you better know damn well how to survey the landscape, you know what kind of plants are and aren't edible and where you can get the seeds from them out of, so you could, you know, refarm whatever vegetation you have around you to live off of.
Yeah, it is a tricky subject, I'm realizing.
People are so quick to just agree with what they grow up eating and then continue to spend money on what they think they should be eating. And then people get all like status quo, you know, and like that's when like the people who are like on like these special like vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, carnivore diets
that's
are.
The thing. Like, we're talking about like the complete ends of the spectrum of like literally hunter and gatherer, while the people who we know would be either someone who eats meat, even though they would never kill the thing, they're like, I don't give a shit, it tastes good. Or there is the person who said, I would never be able to kill this animal, that's why I don't eat meat. That's like, I don't like the idea of slaughter, that's why I'm a vegetarian. Not because of health, not because of... So yeah, it's like, it's such a... There's, I don't know, there's almost four different steps that you could go along this. Or you could just eat fish, because I feel like... but vegetarians eat fish. Vegans don't eat fish, correct?
No.
Really? I thought vegan... Like, vegan... Oh, wait, no. Vegan is nothing that comes from an animal.
Yeah.
So, like, no eggs, nothing. Cheese, milk, things like that.
But I don't think vegetarians are allowed to eat fish, even though a lot of them do. That's not vegetarian, because fish is a meat.
Have you seen that? There's this one post online of this girl. She's like, yes, I'm vegan. Yes, I eat meat. We exist. And the next person was like, yes, I'm an atheist. Yes, I believe in God. We exist. And the next guy's like, yes, I'm a virgin. Yes, I have sex. We exist. Like, trying to prove to this chick that you don't understand what you're saying. I feel like there are a lot of people, though, who...
But I feel like she kind of does, though, you know? Because, like, it's a label. All it is a label.
Yeah, like, all right. There are people who... Like, there's one specific person, which I'm sure we have in mind.
You shouldn't be allowed to buy your food. This is where I was going. This is...
See, primitive. See, that's the thing.
But it's all part of the corrupt system, you know? Like, you shouldn't be able to buy your own food, because then, like I was just saying with the girl who's saying she's a vegan who eats meat. It's just a label. All people do today is label themselves based off of what they're going to the grocery store to buy and put in their body.
Yeah, like, it's true. Like, I don't give myself any title at all. And, like, sure, I do eat meat and, like, but... That's the thing. Like, we're both saying, like, we do feel for the animals. We don't like the idea of slaughter. We couldn't do it ourselves. But, like, we just live our life. We're not, like, trying to... And I feel like it really, really has to do with social media, of people just wanting to have... You said the exact right term, the status quo, of just...
Yeah.
You want to give off this persona, and you feel like... Even if this is your... This is the way you feel. If you couldn't tell other people this, then it didn't matter. Because it's just true. If Facebook didn't exist, can you imagine? Like, there's like specific people that I think of right now who use social media, and all day, every day, they talk about about their diet and the veganism, and that's their life. Without social media, I don't think that it would ever be to that extent. Of course, that's very naive of me to say. I don't, you know, every person's different, but. That's a lot, and we're only talking about food. Forget about, like, what you wear and what, like, the type of fucking things that you watch, and, like, I don't know. I don't like social media.
Well, it's your ego, dude. It's people's egos. People get more obsessed with their ego, which is, in definition, your perception of who you are to yourself.
Yeah.
People get more obsessed with who they are than who they are.
Well, they get more obsessed with making it apparent to other people who they are.
Yeah,
yeah.
Projecting an image, you know? People get obsessed with their ego, and then they try to project this image of themselves, of who they think they are. But when it comes down to it, you know, you just got to just be you, you know? Just do what feels right.
Yeah, and the thing is, it really does stink, because the people who are like that, the people who are themselves and they don't really talk about it, they're almost like frowned upon. You know, like the best examples I have are like people who are into games. Imagine someone on social media nonstop talking about video games. It'd be like, man, they're super weird. But if there's someone nonstop talking about auras and crystals and stuff, it's like, ooh, like this person's very like.
Well, it all depends. I feel like it. There's a meme, and it says, your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yeah.
And it all matters. It all matters who you are as a person, how you radiate.
True. And the type of people who you want around you.
Exactly. Well, how you radiate is what's going to attract similar people to you.
That's fair. Yeah. Because the way that I am saying it right now is it's almost like this self-centered trying to give off this persona. While a lot of the time it's really you just being yourself and you want the same type of people who have your interests to talk to you. So, yeah. I mean, I realize we can bring a lot of haters from this conversation, from all this slaughterhouse stuff talking, and then social media and veganism. I feel like we've touched a lot of taboo. Yeah, a lot of things people usually shouldn't talk about, but we're just giving our two cents on it. Shit, let's hope that this is almost over. All right, we got 15 minutes.
Why do we want it to be over?
Well, I just felt like we dug ourselves in a really fucking weird hole that's hard to get out of. Yeah.
We went to, like, hunting and shit.
We went from Sonic the Hedgehog to goat yoga to hunting to personas
To political correct...
yeah.
Political correct actions of the human race.
So,
just do you, man.
Yeah.
I said this in like episode 2 or 3. I don't remember which one it was, but I was talking about how it's a temporary experience, you know?
What? Like life?
Life, you know, and you just gotta do what feels right. And don't let people get you down. Yeah. Don't get your hopes up too much and don't let people get you down. You just gotta kinda find yourself, as silly as it sounds, you know? Yeah. You gotta find yourself and be happy with yourself.
It's funny that you say it, because yesterday, somebody asked me, flat out asked me, like, what I think is the most phenomenal thing about life. Like, what I think amazes me about life. And, like, my instant reaction was just the fact that how much there is to do, that there are, like, no matter who you want to be or what you want to experience, it is endless. Of the places that you can go, the things that you can see, like, it's insane. And then just even going one step beyond that would be even fake realities. Going into books, comics, movies, TV shows, anything like that, there are infinite worlds out there to experience. So that's what's, like, my favorite thing about life is, yeah, you can just do whatever you want, do what makes you happy.
Dude, you could literally think whatever you want.
Yeah, you can make those stories.
and people don't realize this, though. Like, people who get stuck in negative thought patterns don't realize that, like, you can literally think about whatever the fuck you want. Like, if you're at work and you're having, like, the shittiest day of your life, just think about some freaking naked girl in front of you or something, you know? Or, like, or just think about that movie that you want to watch. Or
yeah, like,
you can literally just think about anything you want at any moment. And think about that.
And imagine when you were young. That's how it was. When you were a kid.
All you did was think.
Yeah, like, when you're on, like, those long car rides, instead of thinking about that shitty thing that you said to somebody last year, you're thinking that there's this guy running along the road jumping off of shit. Like, you can do whatever you want, and you shouldn't dwell. And you really should just, I don't know, make the most out of life.
Be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta find yourself. Being yourself... Finding yourself is part of being yourself. You gotta find yourself to be yourself, and I feel like it's like a never-ending process. You know,
well, yeah.
People are learning more about themselves every day till the day they die. You know.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, like, shit. I was like, my interests when I was young, it's completely different than now. I would, like, when I was young, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do magic my whole life, like, because I just enjoyed doing magic tricks, but very quickly that disappeared. I feel like I've always been into media, though. That's never left. Between books, movies, games, I've always been interested in the medium of entertainment. You've been much more of one with nature.
I feel like I've kind of
not always. I feel like that grew on you.
I feel like I'm a big ball of diversity. Because I've always fit in with, like, everybody, dude. Like, I'm friends with, like, the ghetto crowd. I'm friends with, like, skaters. I'm friends with, like, hippies and shit. Like, I've always just kind of fit in wherever I went. And not, like, fit in to the point where, like, I'm one of who I'm hanging out with.
But just, you're the jack of all trades. Accepted. Yeah, you're
they've accepted me.
You're the oddball that can fit anywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm like an assassino, you know, a hide in plain sight.
I hear that.
But yeah, you know, I've always just kind of like absorbed everything from everyone, and that's who I am. Is every single experience I've ever had up until now.
Yeah, like, I'm very curious if someone like saw a picture of you and like the way, like, I don't know, even just like the room or something, and like had, okay, what type of person is this? A, a country boy. B, a thug. C, like a skater. Or D, like one with nature, like, or like, well, I guess that would be a country hippie. Boy. So like, no, I guess hippie. Like a hippie. A yeah. Hippie. I mean, like, so what is he? And I mean, like, I don't know, all the above. Yeah, like, you kinda...
We should post a poll online and do that.
Yeah, because it's true. There, I feel like it's almost any given day. One day, you're just like, you're all about country. And then the next day, you're all about dubstep. And then the next day, you're all about, like the rocks. And it's true. You're a complete diverse person. You do what you enjoy, and you don't let people stop you.
It sucks, though, because, like, I've always got so much on my mind then. And always have so many things that, like, I want to dabble in. Like, that's really why I should write more things down in my notebook. But, dude, I remember when I was, like, a teenager, and I actually had a desktop. I would have like fucking 20 windows open on my desktop, because like I would just chill in my room at night, watch the History Channel, something would come up in my brain, something that, like, you know, either happened earlier in the day that I wanted to like research, or like I'd hear something on TV and be like, wow, I want to know what that is, and I would literally just open a new tab, type whatever it may be, like ancient civilization, and then just like go so in depth. Like I would like if I was on like Wiki or something like that.
Oh yeah, you and your Wiki days.
Like I would literally like if I was on Wikipedia reading about something and then I saw something else that I didn't understand, I would right click, open that to another tab,
and next, like, thing you know, it's 6 a.m.
Yeah, and there's fucking like 20 tabs open on your desktop and you've been reading on the internet all night. But I don't even do that kind of stuff anymore. Like things that I want to know about pop into my head, and I don't open a tab right away. I don't write it down, so those things kind of just slip away. But there's so much shit that I love to do, and I don't get around to all of it.
Well, yeah, it's impossible. It really is impossible. Like every day you are doing something, you know, like fucking goat yoga, dude. Like you always give yourself that.
I should be more organized, though. I think I should be more organized, because I'm always like all over the place and spontaneous, which is cool, but
give yourself a schedule. Be like, all right, listen, like this week, or even if it's like this day of the week, I'll focus on this type of thing. But
yeah, like this day for this many hours or whatever, you know, this is what I'll be doing. I don't know, because then like I feel like if you had one day a week that you set for yourself to clean your house and you just made that a habit, it would just become natural. But when you don't have, like, you know, that set time and date to do said thing, then when certain things arise, it becomes more dreadful to do them.
Well, yeah.
Like cleaning. Like, if you don't clean and you get that, it gets to the point where, like, you're looking around and you're like, wow, it's dirty, you know, like, I should really clean, but then you just keep putting it off and you really.
Yeah, but if you had a day in mind, then it'd be like, all right, well, cleaning day is tomorrow, so I don't need to worry. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we do have small schedules. For one, we have the podcast. That's like one small thing. I know that's not like something we do. Well, it is. But meaning Tuesdays, we go to the movies. Like, there are some things that are set schedule. And it's true. If we don't have that schedule going, it's almost like, all right, I guess I have to plan ahead for that now. But a lot of the time, you always have it in mind. This day, I'm going to do this. We used to go rock climbing every Tuesday instead of the movies. Like, when, if you would just be like, all right, I'm going to go rock climbing, you're like, oh, man, that's going to, like, be very, like, wear me out and all that. But if you have it in mind week after week, it's more of a habit, not a chore.
Well, that's the thing, you know, like, there's immediate responsibilities. And even some of my immediate responsibilities are things that I would just like to do for fun, you know? Because I enjoy yard work. I enjoy fixing up the house and stuff like that.
Yeah, I never got that about you, dude.
even though like that stuff is immediate responsible, it's still enjoyable to
me. Yeah, you straight up love it. When you were working on your car, when you have to fucking do anything to the house, you're like, You can about it.
Well, it makes you feel good after, you know, because you accomplished something.
Well, that's true.
And that's the whole reason why, you know, because it makes you feel good about yourself. But so, like, there's immediate responsibilities, and that includes, like, you know, your chores and your jobs. And with how much I work, I mean, we all work a lot, you know, we're all busy, we all hardly ever all get together because we all have different schedules, but I know I work a lot, and because of how much I work, that's what makes my time off more, I don't know how to describe it, more precious, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like,
but that's why I really have to, like, pick and choose what I do with my time off. And what I'm still saying is, I don't know if this is good. Like I said, I don't think I should be so spontaneous.
All right, but
it's like,
having the schedule, I understand, but the way that you're doing it is great. Because think about this is not a lie, probably over 50% of Americans every day is the same. They'll come home and they'll put on Netflix.
No, you're right.
Or they'll come home and, I don't even know, they'll do the same thing, even if it's unique, like, I don't know, like reading a book, even if it's a little bit better for you than just sitting in front of a TV, it's still dull while you're constantly just changing it up, which is why I feel like you're never bored. You know, you always, if you are bored of something, you'll just switch. You'll be like, okay, I don't want to do nature stuff today. I want to watch, like, some documentary about fucking medieval times.
Yeah.
Or I want to, like, learn a little bit more about the rocks that I have or anything like that, because I'm sorry, I'm using very, like, the same thing, because like, now it's making it sound like you have three notes, not that much, but it's like the key things that I see, because I'm looking around the room right now and that's all I see.
But it's like, if I wake up and it's a nice day out and I'm off, like, then I'm instantly gonna want to, like, get up and go out and, you know, go outside and do something outside. But there's sometimes more important things that should be done, like, you know, clean the house or take care of this on the chore list or whatever it may be. But when I'm off, I'm very spontaneous.
I wish I was. For me, I am. It's funny that I'm talking down on that 50 or 80%, whatever I said. I'm a part of that. When I get home from work, all I do is the same thing. I'll either play a game, watch a movie. Like, I almost can't stand watching TV anymore because I feel that now. I feel that, like, one note every day is the same. Anytime I start a TV show, whether it's, like, anime or, like anything that's very long, not something like a short TV show, I just instantly get this feeling of dread of, like, well, this is just my life now. So I can't keep doing that. I always try to switch it up, but in the same category. You have a lot of categories. You're like the jack of all trades. I don't go out a lot. You know, like, recently I have, since, I don't even remember, it was probably like episode like 6 or 5, when I talked about that level up life.
Yeah.
When I finally started going out there and doing a little bit extra with my day, and I continued to do that. And, like, I'm really excited for Cherry Springs. That's going to be an amazing experience. We're all going to be able to, like, hang out, all four of us again, as if we're fucking kids again in the stick war.
Just Alex coming.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No. When did you tell me that?
You were here, I think, the one night. Me and Sean were talking about it. Talking about inviting him.
You talked about inviting Marcus, I thought.
No.
No?
Not at all.
So it's going to be me, you, Alan, Sean, and Alec. All right. I dig it. We still have to find out if we need... Did you ever call?
About what?
To see if there is a tent there, if we have to bring something on our own.
Dude, I have no idea. I'll call them.
See, this is your spontaneous.
Yeah.
It should not be for this instance.
I'll call them. Oh. No.
Oh, no.
I'll call them, but... We're just going to bring so much gear, and we're just going to wing it.
I mean, between all you guys, there's enough gear.
You guys? What do you mean? You have gear, too.
Not really.
You have more gear than Sean and Alan.
I don't think so.
Maybe even Alec.
No way. Alec has tents.
None of them have a backpack. I don't even know if Alec has a tent.
How wouldn't
he? He might.
They go camping in their backyard.
Yeah, it hammocks.
Oh, Jesus. That's what you guys do every time? You just put up hammocks?
Yeah. We just sleep out in the hammocks in our sleeping bags. And I know they all have hammocks and sleeping bags. Sean has a tent that he bought a couple years ago.
Yo, is that Alex's slackline? Is that his?
It was Jen's. We could probably get it from her.
I would love to do that. Because it's going to be, we're just going to be outside the whole time. I'd love to have some slackline time. It's been a bit. When was the last time you were on a slackline?
Like years?
Yeah, I was about to say, for me, it's probably been like
good on them.
Yeah, you weren't bad, though.
No, dude, no.
No.
I was never good on a slackline.
Then who was it? Oh, Sean was okay at it, right?
I don't even know, dude. I haven't even seen a slackline in years. So we haven't put that thing out in years. I'm jumping
back to, like, the last time I remember using it was the pond.
4 years ago, dude.
Yeah. It was, like, the first year of volleyball, pretty much. And I remember... I think I was okay. I wasn't great, don't get me wrong, but like, because all we would do is walk.
Nah, you were good. I remember you were good. I sucked.
But you enjoy it. It's still a hell of a workout.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to try it again. It's something, it's interesting, because it's like balance, dude.
Whenever I see videos of people like doing the flips on them and shit... I like, you know what I'm talking about, like they jump on their butt and then they'll like they'll flip and land on their butt and then they'll land on their stomach.
Yeah.
Like that shit, I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to stand. I just want to have both of my feet and not move.
And these people are like hanging over the Grand Canyon doing flips on a slackline.
It's fucking crazy. But all right.
We're not done.
We're not? Well, you have more?
Yeah, we still have shit to talk about.
Okay. I mean, we were at an hour, so I thought we were just pushing it.
Nah, dude. I mean, we didn't even touch my list. All we got was Sonic off my list.
Oh, right, because you were like, how did your day go? As if you didn't write anything else, you asshole.
I pulled that on you. I pulled that on you for a reason.
You got me in the first half, I'm not going to lie.
It's because I wanted you to... you know, fill some time up on the show talking about your day. And then I brought in the goat yoga, which is what I did with my day. See, it was all part of my plan. The goat yoga was on my list mentally.
And you were like, I know from there we're going to talk about slaughterhouses. And from there we're going to talk about vegans. I know where this
is
going.
It's all part of my plan.
Yeah.
And now we're going to talk about Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, because I know we brought up the trailer last week and we talked a little bit about that. But one thing we didn't talk about, which we could have, and I think you were there when I showed Sean the article.
I don't think so. What?
Of Universal almost being done with their Star Wars section. I think you were there.
Universal Studios, like, the, you mean like at the amusement park? There's going to be a Star Wars thing?
Yeah, you didn't hear about it? Because Disney owns Star Wars.
Well, I know they have a whole thing in at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I didn't know about Universal.
Universal.
Those are two very different places.
Yeah, no, Universal's got their own now. Universal made their own, and it's got like a whole life-size Millennial Falcon.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know about that. There's an article going around the internet right now saying that they just touched it was like $1 billion or $100 billion or something like
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
I'll try and find the article.
It's probably $1 billion. If it's $100 billion, dude, we could just that's a lot. I mean, I don't know. For Universal that might not be a crazy amount, but it has to be.
But it's literally like you are like on a planet. And you're in a city in Star Wars. Like, that's what it looks like.
Star
Wars themed town.
I'll believe you. I believe that 100%. Because I've been to Universal. And Universal does that. It goes past movie sets. It makes you feel like you're in the movies. Like
August 29th, 2019 is when they'll be releasing this part of the park.
What is it called?
It's loading right now.
Because I'm very curious what planet it is. I can only imagine it's like...
it's called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
An all-new land.
That's the most fucking...
And dude, that's literally what it looks like. And you get to, I think you get to go in the ship. I saw like an above-view picture that
well,
someone...
that could... isn't real.
Because... No, it's not.
But if that was real, holy balls. But I can imagine it's going to look something like that. Damn.
Dude, they're flying the Millennium Falcon.
It'd be really cool. I mean, it makes sense too, because like,
whoa, that chick was building a lightsaber.
Oh, see, that seems like a given too. You know, that used to be around a lot, but it was pricey as fuck, and I'm sure it is there too. It was like people could customize their own lightsaber, like piece for piece, and it would cost like a grand.
Yeah, so I think that is what's already there, is the Galaxy's Edge. I think it's already there, but they're adding to it.
You want to know something really, really cool? You know how, I think I've told you this, but Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, they've been in, I think, 3 movies together now.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel was the latest. Like, that was after they've already been friends for so long. Apparently, Brie Larson is a crazy Star Wars fan. And you want to know what she got for her birthday from Samuel L. Jackson?
What?
His custom Mace Windu lightsaber.
Oh, shit, he was Mace Windu.
Yeah, right? I forget that all the time.
The one they gave him when he left the movie?
And I learned this from it. Every time, if you become a Jedi in Star Wars, you make your lightsaber. That is not something that the set designers choose. You customize your own lightsaber.
No way.
Maybe not the color. The color might have to be what it is in the movie, but everything on it, you customize. And I think Rey was like the latest addition, and she was talking about in some interview, like how happy she was that she could make her own lightsaber. But imagine that, dude. Imagine just having Mace Windu's lightsaber. Like,
it doesn't do anything though, right?
I don't think it even has
a part on it.
It's just the handle.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
That's crazy. These are some pictures of what the park looks like.
Oh, so they're making it like...
But I think it's already there.
See, that's... Alright, so that's Disneyland. Alright, click... Alright, I want to make... No. Yeah, see, it is Disneyland. It's not Universal.
But... Hold on.
Yeah, see? Arriving Walt Disney.
So it's not Universal.
Yeah, I mean, Disney owns them, so I can only imagine...
So this isn't going to be in Florida?
It will.
Isn't that where Universal is?
It's also where Disney World is. Well, Disneyland. Wait, Disney World?
Disney World is in Florida.
Yeah, and Disneyland. Oh, wait. So this is Disneyland? Does it say that? No, Disney World. So yeah, that'll be in Florida.
Yeah, but the other... This picture said Disneyland.
So maybe they're making both.
Fuck, I said one.
Because Disneyland is in California, and yeah. I have been to both.
Well, like...
Privileged little white boy over here.
Concept art release in 2015.
Jesus Christ.
No, yeah, it is in Florida. Huh.
I dig that. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I mean, like, I'm really excited because they have Marvel stuff there now. Because now that Disney owns Marvel, they started doing some dope Marvel stuff. I don't know if they have rides or anything. I've never been a fan of either of them. I feel like I was too old to go to either Disneyland or Disney World when I did. I was like 14. I was past the moment of magic, you know, where everything felt real. But Universal, I was the perfect. Any age is perfect for that. Because you remember War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise?
People go there on their honeymoons.
Dude, it's beautiful. Like, it's weird to say beautiful, but like, you go past, and I've said this to you like 1,000 times, but they go past the place where the plane crashes into the house in War of the Worlds. That is a set that is still there, and they show it, and it looks absolutely insane.
It looks like a plane.
It is a plane inside of a house with, like, you know, the engine still turning and fire still going, and like it's insane. And then the next scene will be Whoville from the Grinch movie, like, and it is the full set of Whoville. They had to build that place because nothing looks like that. And, I don't know, I saw the Jaws machine.
Shut up, man, I feel like I'm missing out. Everyone's been there.
Who's everyone?
Dude, mad people go to Disney, all these motherfuckers.
That's not Disney,
that's
Universal.
Same thing,
dude. It's not, those are very expensive on their own. Like, if you're gonna go, you have to pick.
What?
Universal is not Disney. They're two different amusement parks. Universal Studios
is at Disney.
No. It is. It's nearby, but it's not a part of Disney.
It's completely separate from Disney World.
Disney World is all Disney, so it has the Star Wars, Disney, Marvel stuff. And then there's Universal, which has all of, like, Back to the Future.
That one's in California. No, that one's in Florida. They're both in Orlando.
Yeah.
You've been to Universal.
I'm realizing I think I've been to the Universal in Cali. Because I know there has to be two. Unless, oh, shit. I'm trying to figure that out now. Because I know the one I went to with the War of the Worlds stuff. That was in California.
You sure you weren't in Hollywood, dude?
Yeah, I probably was. But it was an amusement park. And, like, I got to see the tiny replica of the DeLorean that they used while it was driving. Because I didn't know that, but apparently anytime you saw that car driving, I don't think it was an actual car. It was a little toy that, well, not a little. It was about the size of this desk or something. And then there was the life-sized version, which they used when they actually had to, like, do scenes where they had to get inside of it.
There is two. There's Universal Studios in Hollywood and Universal Orlando.
Crazy shit. I'm very curious of what's at... Ooh, that's cool then, because I've never been to the one in...
They're not in partner with Disney at all?
No, they're two different production companies.
But they're literally right next to each other. They're literally both in the same two different states right next to each other. And
those are the vacation states, you know? Like Busch Gardens.
They're
like,
working... Dude, they're working together. They have to be. It's all for the profit margin, you know? They're like Universal.
See, if anything, they're completely against each other, you know?
Nah, because one's for like adults and one's for kids.
I guess. Because to be fair, when I went to Cali, I went to both. I went to Disneyland and then I went to Universal. Disneyland to me was very boring. I honestly, the only thing that I enjoyed was the Alice in Wonderland roller coaster. I went on it twice because I was like, this is actually entertaining. Everything else was just boring to me, at least at that age. Universal was kick-ass. They got like they have a pretty much like you're in this trolley and like, I don't know, they have like the ball rolling at you toward you from Indiana Jones. They have like the Jurassic Park dinosaurs, like all this crazy shit. I feel like Steven Spielberg, all of his shit was there.
I thought you were saying you feel like Steven Spielberg.
So what did you write down?
Star Wars. Yep. I'm glad we talked about that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even fucking know about this planet.
This. I wonder who I was with then, because I was with Sean and somebody else when I saw the article on Facebook, and it said, like, you know, Universal, or not Universal,
Disneyland.
Disney.
Or World. Whatever.
Disney.
What is it? What the Star Wars Edge? What is it?
Star Wars Galaxy
Edge. Galaxy Edge. It is so, like, edgy. It's such, like, a weird name for it.
Dude, they're going to make so much money off of it. There's probably so many people that are dead now that they can't make money off of with it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, Star Wars has been out for, like, what, 40 years now?
45, yeah.
So, like, there's people now that are, like, dead. That were, like, phenomenal about the shit.
And, oh, like, people who loved it.
Yeah, and they're never going to get to go give Disney their money now.
To go see
Galaxy's Edge.
I guess, like, people who were older and saw it. Yeah, because, like...
That's what I'm
like,
saying. They're going to make mad money off of this, but there's probably still mad dead people that they're not going to make money off of. That would have loved...
morbid.
That would have loved to go there, though, dude. Those people would have loved to go to the Galaxy's Edge and fucking make their own lightsaber and, like... You know, like, the people that are dead... That would love to go make their own
really
lightsabers.
You gotta be a little bit more, like, less morbid when you talk about them.
The people?
These fuckers who died just wish they could spend their money like us.
Dude, these fuckers that are dead would literally have to buy one plane ticket right now to go to Florida to make their own lightsaber. When the movie came out, Mace motherfucking Windu was the only motherfucker that was allowed to make his lightsaber. To get a lightsaber back then, you probably would have had to spend, like, you would have had to been a millionaire.
Wrong person, because that's, like, the more recent ones you're talking about, like, Luke Skywalker stuff. Because Mace Windu, that was, like...
Yeah, you're right.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, you're right.
But I know what you're talking about.
Regardless, though, I mean, that was 20 years ago. There's still people dead from then.
The one thing that does kind of blow my mind, people really think this stuff, like, it's all fad.
What?
Between, superheroes, Star Wars, people think that it's like, oh, it's going to get old, they're going to stop making money. What I don't think that people realize, there is a four-year-old right now out there who is obsessed with Spider-Man. And there is a four-year-old out there who's obsessed with Star Wars. And they will grow up loving it. People think that, oh, it's just gonna go away. People don't understand, like, the magic hits you when you're young. Sure, like, they were young when they saw it. And that's why they're like, oh, now it's not for me anymore. It's because it's not for you fuckers. It's for these kids now. Like, these Marvel movies, apparently, like, everyone online, there are a lot of people who don't like Endgame. Like, a lot of people who are saying that it's...
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing. As I started to look at it, I'm like, okay, why? And a lot of people are saying it is just way too many, like, cringy jokes, which, like, that I, like, if you think that, then you've thought about that for all the Marvel movies, you know? They all have, like, the same type of humor. But they think that it's like, oh, man, there's no way that this is the end of chapter one, phase four, and that they're going to go for another 10 years. And, like, people are saying that Marvel is stupid for even thinking that they will be able to do that. And in my mind, I'm just thinking about the kids. There are right now little kids who are buying these toys. Probably more so, like, these kids get to experience it better than we ever could.
Yeah, yeah, I was literally just thinking that.
And that's for Star Wars, too. Like, for them, like, they don't have three movies to just fantasize about. Now they have, like, 10 movies and all these TV shows and, like, all these spin-off stuff coming out.
And a place that they could go fucking exactly. Be.
Like, imagine a four-year-old going there. They're never going to forget that shit. Like, that they're going to be upset. This is where the freaks are going to get made.
Right, dude.
No, but it's really cool. I think that's a really dope thing, though. This Galaxy Edge. I might check that out. And
I want to, dude, because my parents only live a few hours away. I really want to go there. I want to see the Avatar world, too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's at Universal, isn't it?
Is it Universal? Isn't it Disney?
No.
Oh my god, dude, why are these places right next to each other?
I can't imagine Disney, Marvel, and...
I thought that was at Disney World, the Avatar thing.
I don't know why Avatar would be Disney,
dude, though. I think they're right next to each other.
I know that they're in the same city. and those are huge things on their own. So I'm sure, like, from one roller coaster, you're like, there's Disneyland. Like, yeah. What is next on your list? Because we're getting there.
Minute and 20 seconds.
We've only been doing this for a minute and 17 seconds.
Pull up my notepad here.
I'm getting tired.
Samsung Notes.
The Samsung Galaxy Edge Note.
All right. I got nothing.
That was the end of it?
No, I do wanna.
Cause you have your book still. Was there something that you're just trying to hold something back?
8SJ2ZR_P26Q.
Now I'm a sleeper agent. I've just been unlocked. What the hell was that?
That was a an invite code to a Minecraft server.
Jesus Christ. So that's the end of our episode.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
I have to ask you.
Oh, God, there is something. Like, you.
What do you think about Game of Thrones?
Nothing. That means no positive, no negative. I have never watched it. I've read...
All right, so then let me rephrase my question, which obviously you're answering my question right now, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What do you know of Game of Thrones?
Okay. Here's the reason why...
Literally the only thing that I knew about this show was, like, from fucking years ago because it's the Winter Is Coming meme.
Yeah, pretty much like The Midget, The Throne, Dragons. Like, you don't know the story, but you know what it looks like yeah. and the people who are in it because right? there's memes and there's just shit everywhere about it.
You can literally see, like, you could have never watched an episode in your life and then just see a picture on the internet and be like, that's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like, okay, I've never seen it. I'm almost positive there is a guy called Lannister. I've never seen it. Like, there's the dickhead... blonde kid who's a king. Like, I've never watched it, and I just know this shit because it's been out there for how long?
Oh, that blonde kid.
Yeah, he's just a dick face.
Yeah. Yeah, because I started watching it. Because Sean watched it. Sean started watching it.
Oh, Jesus. Does this mean I have to start watching? I don't want to start watching it, though.
I'm not the type of person that jumps on the wagon, you know, and everyone's just going crazy about, you know.
You're into this. That shit. You're into, well, I mean, so am yeah. I. We're into, like, medieval.
Well, the thing is, I don't know, Game of Thrones actually gets thrown up against Vikings a lot. And that's why I'm really interested in this Game of Thrones universe. Because...
Well, apparently, you jumped in at the perfect time because it's over.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Like, I'm not really one to, like, jump on the bandwagon for, like, shit that everyone's going crazy about. But everyone is hyping up this last season, and it's a short show. Each season's only, like, 10 episodes, and this last season's, like, 6 episodes.
And, you know, there are...
And, dude, people love it. I don't understand why.
Okay, there are two types of fans. There are people who love the show, and the show is apparently just very appealing the way that it presents itself. You don't know who's going to die, because that's the whole thing about the show. Anyone can die. Like, this isn't a show like, oh, well, your main character will live until the end. You don't know. I mean, now that the show is over, you know who's still alive, but when you were going, it's like, people were just dying left and right, and that's why I didn't want to get into the books. Because what I knew was, I think it was the fourth book.
Listen to this. Because I just heard this the other night. That I think for each season, there's a book.
That's the thing.
And for the last two seasons, the guy who wrote the books released the show before he's releasing the last two books.
The whole thing is
Has never been done before.
Okay, so he's been writing these... his entire life. Like, that first book came out 40 years ago or something, and now it's popular, which is crazy, but people have been reading these, and he's been releasing like one every 10 fucking years, and that's why people are mad at him. They're like, well, now we're caught up on the seasons, you need to write another book. It's like, well, it takes me 10 years to write one of these books. He, and like, I've looked at sit downs, his name's George R.R. Martin, and him sitting down with Stephen King. And my favorite thing is he looked at Stephen King, and it was like all the way at the end of this interview where they were asking each other questions. And George said, how the fuck do you come up with stories so quick? How do you write so goddamn fast? Because George R. R. Martin takes 10 years to write something. And his answer was not an answer, which was just shitty. I was hoping for some good knowledge, and he was pretty much saying, like, I'm fucking Stephen King, deal with it. I write like a beast. But, the main thing that got me off-put about it was, I think it was the fourth book, the first 200 pages are about this town, about this civilization, and you're learning about the blacksmith, you're learning about the butcher, you're learning about all the townspeople, and you're learning these characters, all of these new, in this fourth book, you're learning like 50 new characters that after 200 pages... the entire town gets slaughtered. None of them live. So everything you just read, who gives a fuck, right? Like that, and I get it. That's like the emotional impact. All of these people you love just died.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that's why in my mind, I'm like, I can't do that to myself. I'm not going to read 200 pages and then have 3 pages of them getting slaughtered. Yeah. And then we're going to jump back to the people from the third book. Like, I'm pretty sure one or two characters live from that town. And they become very big main characters or something. But, I don't know. The books are okay. I read some of it, and it's all right. I just never got into it. Well, forget I never got into it. I never had HBO, so yeah. I just never watched it. But if you guys are going to start watching it, shit, maybe, I guess. How are you watching
well,
it?
Well, this is what happened. So...
actually, don't answer that.
I don't remember how I got on board with it. But, Sean just told me that he started watching it, and I don't remember how we got into the conversation about it. And then
was it very recent?
Yeah, it was like a week ago.
Okay.
And then he told me that he's only like 2 seasons in. him and Sam are only like two seasons in, and he's got to like pull teeth for her to watch it, so he's not like moving too fast with it. But then I was like, fuck it, I'll check, because for years I wanted to check it out, but I never did. And one thing that kind of kept me away from it was how, like, I know there's dragons in the show. I don't know what that means or how much involved in the story that is, but I know that there's a lot of, like, fantasy lore in this show. And that was something that actually kind of kept me from watching it, because I like to watch something where, like,
it's grounded.
Yeah, you know, your protagonists and your main and supporting roles, you know, they all have to go through real physical struggles that, like, you can almost compare yourself to, as fighting a dragon, you know?
I feel like that's what this show did right, is that they made it grounded, even though it's fantasy, because it is just about, it's what? About a Game of Thrones. It's about people who are trying to
be
the king of, and just take over these different factions.
But what I wanted to say before when we started on this was, because I was talking about this to a customer in the pizzeria before, like, literally everybody loves this show. Anyone who watches it. Yeah, either you watch it and you're fucking fanatic about it, or you've never seen it in your life.
See,
and the weird part is, like of the people that do watch it, like, that's like it's such a diverse group. Everybody loves the fucking show. People who you wouldn't think would be interested in watching a show from the fucking Middle Ages, and people who you wouldn't think would be interested in watching people fight dragons and shit like that. Like, just total, like, strangers, like, that you would never expect to like this shit. They fucking love it.
I feel like the nudity is what brings them back.
Dude, that's what's got me going.
Nah. Oh, you just started? Wait, did you start it?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like an episode and a half in.
Okay. And it's like, it's very grounded, right? It's very, like, dark. It's very, it's not as fantasy as it makes itself.
Well, I'm only two episodes in. Okay. Not even.
And, like, I know that there's a,
one thing I keep telling everybody is, I know at least the first few episodes, usually the first season, in my opinion, the first season or two seasons of a television show are when they're still kind of, you know, testing the waters and figuring out, like, how the course of the show is going to go. Because by the time you're in, like, the second or third season of a television show, that's when, like, you know, they've gotten some feedback, they've gotten more money to put more into their product, and you've gotten more emotionally attached to the characters, their acting's gotten better, all that stuff. You know, the first season is always a hump that you got to get over with almost any show.
I agree and disagree. I hear you 100% because of a lot of shows that we're thinking of, especially Game of Thrones, but a lot of shows die down after a season or two. They start running out of ideas. But I don't know, for me, that example is Supernatural. Supernatural was fantastic. Like, first season was kind of eh, so I guess I hear what you're saying, but season, like, 2, 3, 4, 5 were so goddamn good. And then I started, like, and I've even read online, everyone's like, you know what, you don't have to. You can pretend it ends at 5, because that's real, and apparently that's where it was supposed to end. A friend of mine told me that it was supposed to end at the apocalypse, and that was supposed to be the end of the show. But the show was like, no, we want to keep going, because people love us. So from season 5, they now are at season 13. But it is the end of Supernatural. Rest in peace. So, I don't know. I think I'll check out Game of Thrones too. If you're gonna start watching it, we can talk about it.
I mean, I'm dabbling in it. I want to get past the first season. Like I said, the seasons are short, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get through a season in a week or something like that. And I'm already going slow, but it's a slow show. Each episode's an hour long, so, like, for me to come home from work and then sit down and try and watch an hour-long episode, I'm, like, passing out halfway through these episodes.
It's a slow show.
It's a lot about drama. It's a drama, is what it is. So you have to just sit and be patient, and that's how you get emotionally invested in your characters.
And that's where everyone is right now, because this last season, this last battle, I guess. I don't know if it's multiple episodes.
You've seen him. You've seen him on the internet. I know you have.
No, I mean, I know of it, and I haven't seen any pictures of what it looks like.
You've seen the Frost King.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know who the fuck he is. I don't know who he is, but I know who he is. Like, he
is his name the Frost King?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'll Google it.
But yeah, I know what you're talking. He looks like a dragon almost. Like, yeah, this he's blue. Ice. Yeah, this ice guy.
Yeah, like, he's just all over the internet right now, dude. Shit, I didn't even think about that. Like, well, people are probably like shitting their pants about maybe he's the king. I don't fucking know. Maybe
How it's gonna end.
Yeah, because I guess he's like the big evil of the show, you know?
He is the winter.
Maybe.
He is the winter that came.
Frost King's weather stripping for doors. That's so fucking funny. I don't think that's his name.
No, it is not. Frost King weather stripping for doors?
No, it is weather stripping for doors. Like entry doors that I put in Frost King are corner seals. But I don't think that's his name. Oh, it's Night King.
Night King?
Yeah. Look at him, dude. That ugly motherfucker.
Ew.
I'm curious who he is.
So he's not even... So yeah, he's not even an ice guy, probably.
He's a night guy.
Yeah, he's a Night King. What a... He was so high and mighty of himself, he needed both titles. He is a Night King.
Game of Thrones. Who is the Night King?
Is it spelled night, like day and night? Don't wait, don't read it. If you're reading, you're ruining the show for yourself.
Oh, okay, I kind of am.
Yeah. I saw it on your face. You're like... stop reading.
Okay.
You might as well just read the Wikipedia instead of watching it.
I think I gave myself a little...
A little too much?
A little spoiler.
Okay. But
nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. Just like how Frost King... ties into the lore.
Okay.
Frost King, Night King, same thing.
Night King.
I'll call him Frost King.
We'll just call him that. That way we don't get sued. But that's about, I think that's it. I think this is a solid ending.
This is not a solid ending.
Well, it's not a solid way to end it. I'd be like, you know what? This was a good one.
Bye, guys.
Toodles. But, yeah, we're at an hour and a half.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying, like, this isn't a solid ending. Like, we gotta end it solidly. This was episode 12, right?
Yes. Fucking better have been.
Episode 12, Max and Lou Show. You know where to find us. MaxandLouShow@gmail.com.
You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, not iTunes. Like, literally, I will say that every goddamn time.
There's a list somewhere.
Yeah, but if you're listening to us now, I don't know why we need to continue this. It's not like, ooh, I wonder how I can listen to these guys. I'm realizing we might as well just drop that shit. It's such like a weird gimmicky thing.
Well,
alright, how about this? If you aren't following us or subscribed to us, please do so. It helps us out. And tell your friends.
Yeah, who? CJ followed us a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I brought him up to our Spotify page. He subscribed. And that's what we want.
Yeah, we have some friends who we have not talked to for a long time that have told us they listen to our show.
Keep listening.
Yeah, shout out to all you guys. You know who you are.
Yeah, you guys. You listening right now.
And even the people we don't know, you're our friends too. Stick with us. Send us some questions. That way we...
Exactly, the questions. We need you to email us feedback. Tell us, are we assholes? Are we bros? Do you want to know what color underwear I'm wearing? Do you want me to give Max a wet willy? Whatever.
All right, let's not go that far. That would be an audio nightmare if we ended up doing that. But all right, all you guys, stay classy. Goodbye. Shit, I can't end it like that.
Godspeed.
Godspeed.